We have areas of fog, otherwise clear skies here in Atlantic and 55 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping the news, a truck driver from Clarinda was arrested Tuesday evening in Cass County on suspicion of drug trafficking. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Shields told KJAN News that around 6:46 p.m., he initiated a traffic stop on a semi that was traveling 70 miles per hour in a 55 zone. The semi, driven by 37-year-old Nathan Allen Johnson of Clarinda, was stopped on Highway 71 near the intersection with Denver Road, which is just south of Interstate 80.
On making contact with the driver, probable cause was established in the vehicle based on a narcotics violation. Upon a search of the vehicle, methamphetamine was located in there, as well as evidence that would be linked to it to make us believe that there is a distribution of the sale that he's selling narcotics, also located nearby the methamphetamine paraphernalia was two handguns.
Johnson was arrested on the possession along with intent to deliver charges. The case remains under investigation with charges of operating while under the influence of narcotics currently pending. Assisting with the investigation was Cass County Deputy Josh McLaren and an Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division officer. Shields said with regard to the meth bust, it's good to be able to get that stuff off the road. That's what we're out there looking for and hopefully prevent. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a 17-year-old Oakland girl was injured in a home accident Tuesday afternoon. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the accident happened at around 12:30 p.m. in the home in the 600 block of Walnut in Oakland. Sheriff's officials told the paper the unidentified female was doing laundry when plaster in the ceiling above her gave way and fell on top of her. She complained of head and back pain, was transported by medical personnel to Allegiant Creighton Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs with non-life-threatening injuries. According to reports, water from recent storms apparently seeped into the ceiling, causing the plaster's base to weaken from the ceiling. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for three suspects in connection with a home invasion, robbery, and assault that happened Tuesday night. According to Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs PD, at around 9:40 p.m., three black males of unknown age entered a residence at 2404 7th Avenue through an unlocked back door. All of the suspects wore masks. Two of the men had a handgun and a rifle, while the third was brandishing a billy club. The suspects found 56-year-old Beverly Bradeen in her bedroom. One of the men held a rifle to her head. The other suspects entered a separate bedroom, where they found 18-year-old Tyler Shue of Council Bluffs and a 16-year-old female. One of the suspects held a gun to the juvenile's forehead and then began to assault her, while at the same time demanding money. The teen was later treated for minor head and rib injuries at a hospital in Council Bluffs. Shue complied with the suspect's orders and handed them his wallet. The three armed men then fled the area in a brown Dodge Durango with unknown plates. If you have any information pertaining to that crime, you can call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A man wanted on a warrant issued in connection with the death of a teenager from central Iowa and who was suspected of living in Guthrie Center has turned himself in. According to KCCI-TV, the U.S. Marshals Task Force and Ankeny Police arrested 26-year-old Patrick Glade on a warrant for involuntary manslaughter of 17-year-old Aaliyah West of Grimes. West was only 8 days away from turning 18 when she was found dead on June 22nd of last year. Her mother, Holly Spengler, said the teen was partying with a new group of friends in a mobile home in Grimes when something went wrong. An investigation led police to Glade, who they believed was in Guthrie Center. And while en route to Guthrie Center, the task force was notified by Glade's attorney that he would surrender to police. Glade was arrested and is currently being held at the Polk County Jail on a $20,000 cash-only bond. Jurors in the case of a Pottawatomie County man accused of killing a rural Cass County woman will hear opening statements in less than 2 weeks. The Daily Nonpareil reports the trial for Robert A. Reynolds, Jr. is scheduled to begin July 22nd. The 63-year-old has pled not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder in connection to the shooting of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey. Prosecutors and authorities say on April the 8th, Reynolds allegedly shot Kincaid Dorsey. During an interview with law enforcement, Reynolds allegedly admitted that he and Kincaid Dorsey had a verbal dispute inside his residence and that he left the area to locate a firearm, which he allegedly used to fatally shoot the woman. Sheriff's Deputy Lieutenant Dwayne Ritchie said some kind of disturbance involving alcohol preceded the shooting. And the funeral announcements, M. Joanne Sunderman, age 80 of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Joanne Sunderman will be today at 11 o'clock. At St. John's Cemetery south of Lyman, Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie Greer, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marjorie Greer will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. At St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Kayla Lynn Jensen, age 26, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Kayla Jensen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.